Hi, welcome to yet another episode of Politically Correct with our political editor DK Singh. The resort politics and the crisis for Congress in Rajasthan ended on Monday. The party has formed a committee which will look into the all the issues and grievances that Sachin Pilot, the rebel Congress leader, had been raising. But we want to understand, what does it mean for the party? And at the same time, what would be the equation between Pilot and Ashok Gehlot, the Chief Minister of Rajasthan? So the first question, why do you think it was so important for the Congress to get Pilot back at a time when he had done an open rebellion? There were these statements that he is in touch with the BJP, and Ashok Gehlot had openly criticized him, he even called him Nikamma. So do you think it is a wise move by the Congress?
Yes, because there has been this general perception building up that people are leaving the party. And even those who have been very close to the high command, very close to Rahul Gandhi, have started deserting him and the party. Jyotiraditya Scindia started it. Now Sachin Pilot. Now these are the two young leaders who looked very promising. And they actually had base, some mass base in the state. Not as big as Ashok Gehlot has, but still they were emerging leaders and who could be the gen next leader, you can say. So whenever the Congress would go for a generational change or change of guard in the state, you had somebody who was there, who has made his name, who is a credible face. Losing him won't serve any purpose because you don't really have second line of command in Rajasthan. After Ashok Gehlot, that big question would always remain because no other leader has got any stature whatsoever after Ashok Gehlot. Sachin Pilot was close to it, and in the course of the time, he would emerge as probably a big mass leader. So, for the Gandhi family, it was important to retain that option, especially after losing Jyotiraditya Scindia. It was a big setback. And there has been constant criticism of the Congress High Command for not acting, for letting people go, for being indifferent. Now, that kind of impression had to be changed. And mind you, Sachin Pilot never spoke against the high command. See, in the Congress, as you know, if you do two things today, you will be safe. Now, every day if you praise Sonia Gandhi, she's great and, you know, party is safe in her hands. And every alternate day, you say Rahul Gandhi must come back and he's the only hope. You do these two things, and you are very safe regardless of what you do against your rivals in the party. And Sachin Pilot, even though he was not saying as much,
right,
did not say anything against the party high command or the party actually. It was a very calculated move.
In the course of this live, we will also be taking questions, so keep sending them in. We have already got one question for you from Amit. He's saying, has Pilot lost all credibility?
Well, that brings us to the main question. Who is the winner today? Ashok Gehlot or Sachin Pilot? Now, Ashok Gehlot, if you look at the entire thing in the immediate context, Ashok Gehlot is definitely the winner in the sense that, you know, he has managed to save his government. He has proved his mettle, you know, with the entire BJP going after him, not directly, but, you know, from behind the scenes. Sending CBI, ED, you know what the governor has done.
Many raids.
Delaying trust vote and everything. Delaying the convening of the assembly session. So all forces were against him. He appeared to be in a very difficult, very tight situation. Especially after Madhya Pradesh, when the BJP seemed to have a momentum. And like Madhya Pradesh, you had Sachin, where the BJP had the support of Jyotiraditya Scindia, on whose rebellion actually the party wrote to get back to power. In Rajasthan, you had Sachin Pilot. So, Ashok Gehlot was definitely on the back foot. From there to prove that, okay, he could save his government. That's a big achievement. And now it's going to be stable because he has the numbers. And it's a very comfortable, So you can say that Gehlot is the immediate victor. But then if you look at it,
Long term?
Long term. In the long term, Sachin has actually come out unscathed, I would say. Because look what he has got. As I understand, Avinash Pandey, for instance, he is the AICC General Secretary in charge of Rajasthan. Now, Sachin had a lot of grievances against him because General Secretary was weighing in favor of the Chief Minister. And Pilot wanted him out. Now, I am given to understand by the party that Pandey would be or is on his way out, yes, just to mollify Sachin Pilot. Second thing, AICC has decided to set up a committee.
Right.
To what the party says, to look into the grievances of the rebel leaders. So you tend to lend some kind of, or some amount of credence to what Pilot Camp was claiming earlier, that they were being victimized. And that's why the Congress has set up the committee. Now, this committee, as I'm given to understand again, will not just look into the immediate reasons for which these people went on rebellion. This committee would be actually kind of overseeing the functioning of the government.
Right.
So you will have a cabinet reshuffle, appointments in the corporations and boards. Now all these people who went with Sachin Pilot would be accommodated
there,
either as minister or corporation or board chairpersons. So he has got something for his own supporters. And then this committee looking after the functioning of the state government, it's like Ashok Gehlot coming under siege. I don't know whether, or it's not clear yet whether Pilot would be a member of that committee or his nominees would be part of the committee. But because you will have an AICC committee overseeing the work of Ashok Gehlot government, Sachin Pilot has won in a way. When it comes to the crucial question of whether he or how he failed to dislodge Ashok Gehlot, well, you still have long time to go, but in a, probably Ashok Gehlot is safe at least for the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. Sachin Pilot wanted to be declared as the CM or as the CM candidate in the next election, by next election in 2023, so he would like to be there sometime in late 2022 or early 2003. He may still have it. Because look, Gehlot is 69 years old today. By the time your next assembly elections happen, he'll be 72, over 72. So somewhere the high command would be looking at
younger,
at a possible generation shift. And mind you, Ashok Gehlot, for whatever impression he gives, he's not a confidant of Rahul Gandhi. It's again the old guard versus a young Turk fight, we are saying. He represents, or he is one of those old guards. And Gandhi had wished to kind of get him out, but he couldn't do that. If you remember earlier, Rahul Gandhi was pushing for P.C. Joshi, C.P. Joshi. Now, yes. C.P. Joshi is the speaker there now. But in 2008 elections, I suppose, C.P. Joshi was indirectly being projected as
the chief minister.
As the chief ministerial candidate. Unfortunately for him, C.P. Joshi lost by one vote. But then he was brought to the center and given some heavyweight ministries. Later on, he was made AICC General Secretary in charge of many states. So C.P. Joshi was in a way being projected as Gehlot's challenger with the support of the high command. Well, C.P. Joshi couldn't come up to it, couldn't match Gehlot's skill and mass support. Finally, he fell by the wayside and he has kind of compromised or made his compromises with the chief minister. And he's the assembly speaker now. But that instance tells you that high command has always been looking for
an alternative
face there. And Sachin can always be the alternative face. And now that, look, what has happened in the past 1 month, Gehlot actually tried to project him as somebody who was hobnobbing with the BJP or who was hobnobbing with the BJP to bring the Congress government down. But these guys never said a word against the Congress. Gehlot tried to corner him, push him out. He has survived. Even though he may be on the back foot today, he has survived. And from now on, he would be seen as somebody who has the support of the party high command. Somebody who the Gandhi family found indispensable and did not want to let him go. So even if Sachin Pilot will no longer be a deputy chief minister, will not have the charge of the state. He will probably be sitting in Delhi and interfering or probably doing all that he wants in Rajasthan with the support of the high command.
Right.
And then his support among MLAs will also be growing over a period of time, because the MLAs will also see that, okay, so he is the next guy. Ashok Gehlot probably is the kind of the setting sun. So they will also start realigning themselves. So in the immediate context, it looks like that pilot has lost and his nose is bruised. But in the long term, I think he is very much there.
We are getting a lot of questions, so I am going to combine a few together so you can answer them. Tanay wants to know, was Pilot never going to join the BJP due to his link with the Abdullah family? Nikhil wants to know, will this make a way for Pilot to be the CM and Ashok Gehlot be the national president of Congress, since it is high time Congress has an actual president? Tamanna wants to know, what can you say about Vasundhara Raje's silence?
Okay, I'll come to Vasundhara Raje later. Let me deal with the first two questions. Well, to say that he is not going to go to the BJP because of the Abdullah family is overstretching it. I mean, there's no link. He is the son-in-law of Farooq Abdullah, fine. But that does not dictate his politics. And as for his joining the BJP, we know that the BJP was trying to support him. BJP was trying to be a catalytic agent, you know. With all those raids against Gehlot's close aides, just when all these negotiations were happening and the governments appeared to be on the tenterhooks. So central agencies were active. We saw how the governor was quite actually partisan, I would say. When your state cabinet is asking you to convene an assembly, so you are refusing on one pretext or another. So we know what was happening. The BJP was very much there. But the BJP was banking on Sachin Pilot to basically, deliver that final blow and get enough MLAs to bring the government down. Sachin, to his credit, somehow he managed, he could probably sense that even if the government goes, the BJP will, basically, at least the president's rule will be there, if not the next, not immediate elections. Because there was no way that an alternative government was to be formed, given the numbers you have. So Sachin kept his other options open also. As for his, and today, look, he has claimed that he had no talks with the BJP.
Right.
Maybe not. I mean, we'll come to know in the course of the next few weeks. But what we saw in the past 1 month, the BJP was very much supporting him. Whether he was actively getting their support or passively is something we'll come to know gradually.
But do you think Sindhia also played a role in it?
Sindhia was very much there. Jyotiraj Sindhia was very much there. The two are very good friends. So when Sachin is saying he is not talking with the BJP, he's not saying he was not talking with Sindhia. Now Sindhia is the BJP leader today.
Right.
So we'll discuss later. What was the second question you say?
Vasundhara Raje.
No.
Okay. Will this make a way for Pilot to be the CM and Ashok Gehlot to be the national?
As I just explained, not immediately. Not in the next couple of years, at least. Ashok Gehlot is formally in saddle for the next couple of years, or probably for the rest of his term. But we'll see later. But there'll be, look, in the next few months, you will have Rahul Gandhi back as the Congress president. And then the generational churning will start. The churning is already happening, this old guard versus young Turks. This is already happening, but once Rahul Gandhi comes back into the saddle, he will actually play a decisive role. He will take some decisions and he will finally have his people everywhere.
Right.
And the fact that he is not coming back as the Congress president is because right now Sonia Gandhi is not ready to let go of the old guards. But Rahul Gandhi will manage it sooner or later. Old guards will, or many of them will have, will have to make way
for
younger leaders picked up by Rahul Gandhi. And that will be the time for Sachin. So whether Sachin is projected in 2022 as the next CM candidate or post-elections is just a matter of time. But right now, Ashok Gehlot is safe. That much we can say right now.
And Vasundhara Raje's silence, that is also another question we've got.
Because look, I mean, this entire thing was being hatched without her active participation, Navasundara Raje was not anywhere in the picture.
Yeah,
you had Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, the union minister. You had Dharmendra Pradhan, the union minister. And then you had Gulab Chand Kataria and other estate leaders. Now, they were actually managing the entire thing, as we are told by the BJP insiders, that they were actually running the show and making strategies. Vasundhara Raje was just kept out of the picture. Because the idea was, look, Vasundhara Raje has no love lost with high command, that we know. BJP, just like the Congress, BJP is in a more hurry to go for a change of leadership in Rajasthan. The party does not have any options so far other than Vasundhara Raje, because he is a mass leader. But still the idea was, you get this government down, get the president's rule imposed, undermine Vasundhara Raje and prop up a new leader. And Shekhawat was probably, the BJP was going to be the face if that were to happen. That hasn't happened. And Vasundhara Raje could see that. She's a very sharp politician. She could see all that. I mean, you know, the way she managed Bairav Singh Shekhawat and many other very big leaders in Rajasthan. She has held her ground. She remains popular. And for the last 30 years, at least in Rajasthan, you have been having alternative governments, you know, BJP, Congress, Congress, BJP, that way it has been happening. So in 2023, she does see her chances. And the BJP still does not have
any other
face. The high command may not go with her or may not want to go with her, but she will be forcing herself. She is not going to be sidelined because she is the one who has brought BJP to where it is in Rajasthan today. So it's going to be a long drawn tussle between Vasundhara Raje and the high command. Let's see who wins.
Again, I'm going to club a few questions. Ashok Velingal wants to know, was it all just a drama staged to project that Rahul Gandhi can avert a crisis and to justify his return as Congress president? Samir Raut wants to know, though this may be unrelated, who are the non-Gandhis in the race for Congress president? And Danish wants to know, how do you think is Gehlot government going to last, or will it last?
See, first of all, it was not a drama. Now, Sachin Pilot and his camp, I mean, they were quite serious. They might be in touch with the Gandhi family all through. And he met Priyanka Gandhi a fortnight back, and Priyanka was constantly in touch with him. So Gandhi family was trying to persuade him, but it was not a drama because these people were very serious. And that was why we were talking about how the BJP was supporting them. They went into a BJP ruled state, that is Haryana.
Right.
To actually remain safe from interference from so-called government agencies. So BJP was involved. They were serious about toppling the government. But then they kept their options open with the Congress also. So it was not a drama, say that. As for other options in the Congress, if you ask me, there will be many. I mean, somebody asked Ashok Gehlot. Why not? Captain Amrinder Singh. Why not? Probably even your Chhattisgarh Chief Minister. They have all of them have shown mettle to be there. What he's talking about as national president. But who says that Rahul Gandhi is ready to leave the arena? Rahul Gandhi is very much there. He is very much interested. Only thing is, he wants to come back on his own terms. And his mother is trying to ensure that now. So there is no question of looking for alternative. There are many in the Congress, but well, even they don't hope to become a national president anytime.
And do you think the government is going to last? Danish wants to know, the Rajasthan government.
Yes, now it's safe because I don't think there will be another rebellion by Sachin Pilot. He has got many things he wanted, though not the main thing on which he had launched a rebellion. And Gehlot government has comfortable numbers. Last we talked, Gehlot had about 103 MLAs supporting him.
Mm-hmm.
Now these people go back.
Right.
19 more. So we are talking about 120 MLAs in a house of 200. So it's going to be a comfortable ride for
majority.
Him now.
Yeah. Chandana Roy wants to know, how do you think Jyotira Scindia is viewing what has happened in Rajasthan? And Nitin wants to know, is there a possibility of BJP and BSP alliance in the near future? And Sanchit Gupta, what do you think this rebellion will reflect on the win or loss scenario for Congress in the next Rajasthan election?
First, coming to Jyotiraditya Scindia, well, he has been totally silent. We know he was in touch with Sachin Pilot when all these things were happening, but Scindia never really came out to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been good, I mean, from his perspective, another one leaving the Gandhi family would justify his stand that young leaders were not getting their due in the party. Secondly, he is still waiting for his induction in the Union Cabinet. He has become a Rajya Sabha MP. You know, BJP has given him the Rajya Sabha berth. But that cabinet induction is not happening yet. Probably the BJP High Command wants him to prove more. You have by-elections happening. Dates have not been announced, but 24 assembly seats are going for by-polls in Madhya Pradesh.
And technically till September.
Yeah, possibly next month. So
yes.
You'll see the Election Commission announcing the dates anytime now. Now, those by-polls are crucial. If the BJP does badly in those by-polls, Shivraj Singh Chauhan may be in trouble. Shivraj Singh Chauhan government. So Scindia has to prove again that he can ensure their victory, he can stabilize the Shivraj Singh government. And that's probably the reason the cabinet expansion is not happening at the center. So we don't know. I mean, whenever cabinet expansion happens, we are never, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, we as journalists never really come to know what he has in mind. So we don't know when it will happen. But then Scindia is still waiting. If he could deliver Rajasthan to the BJP, well, it would boost his case. So that's my answer to your question about Scindia. But he has been totally silent, surprisingly.
And the third question about how this rebellion...
And then about this like BSP going with the BJP. Well, Mayawati has been she has been soft and often supportive of the BJP in the past few months. You saw how the BSP supported the BJP on, the nullification of Article 370 in Parliament. On many issues, Mayawati is going after the Congress more than the BJP. On Ayodhya Ram Temple, you did not hear her say anything. But then you can look at it in two ways. One is her compulsion. Now she has so many cases actually being investigated against her and her close relatives. Now you don't really want to be antagonistic to the center at this point of time. Secondly, look, somehow she's playing into the BJP's hands also, because BJP, or for instance, UP Chief Minister Adityanath, he has been targeting Priyanka Gandhi and the Congress more than even the SP or the BSP. So it helps the BJP if Congress, which is in a shambles, but if Congress picks up a bit pace and eats into the vote bank of the opposition, or which would otherwise be the opposition vote. So if the Congress improves a little, it helps the BJP. If Mayawati will be jittery because they have the same vote bank. Dalits, Muslims, Brahmins also, they are traditional Congress vote banks which the party has lost. Now the Congress is trying to regain them. It's a very nascent stage. I mean, it's very difficult to predict right now what percentage of that traditional vote bank come back to the Congress. But the Congress is trying. Mayawati, by attacking the Congress on this, actually that shows her jitters. But it is helping the BJP either way. And BJP does not need the BSP support in UP today. Right now, BJP's popularity level in UP is, all-time high. Despite COVID and whatever else you can talk about, law and order situation in UP, Yogi Adityanath still remains very popular. And don't forget, Ram Temple in Ayodhya is under construction now. So, be it in 2002, when the UP goes to polls, 2023, you will have this huge, pro-BJP sentiments in UP. BJP does not need, baggage like the BSP.
And Sanjit wanted to know, what do you think this rebellion will reflect on the win or loss of Congress as far as next Rajasthan elections is concerned?
No, it's a long time to go. We still have three and a half years. And this rebellion will be forgotten by then. But then, look, it depends on how pilot responds, say, towards the end of 2022 or early 2023. Will he be desperate enough to, you know, push for his declaration as a CM candidate or as the CM? Or would he like to wait and see how elections go? Because, look, he will have a major say in ticket distribution for sure now.
Right.
And he will have the support of the party high command. So he can probably afford to wait until after the elections to raise his stakes. But the kind of impatience he showed just last month, we'll have to watch and see. If he shows the same impatience in 2022-23, then probably it may have some bearing on the Congress prospects.
We have last three questions. Sahil wants to know, would Sachin Pilot try to rebel again when he gets an opportunity? Because it seems he played it safe this time because he didn't have the numbers. Mm. And Amarinder wants to know, what can we expect in the possible floor test, something which you've already answered. And George wants to know, forget the winners. Aren't the people of Rajasthan the losers, given they had to deal with locals, drought, and some districts skyrocketing corona cases?
Oh, that's true. I mean, responding to the third question first.
Yes.
I mean, Rajasthan's COVID management just went for a toss in the past 1 month. And you suddenly saw a spike in infections. Because when the entire government is busy managing its survival, I mean, what else do you expect? So yes, people have definitely suffered. As for the floor test, of course, I don't think Ashok Gehlot is going to push for it. Now there is no need, and even the BJP is not going to demand it. If Ashok Gehlot wants to do it just for the heck of it, well, they have a very comfortable majority. Coming to the first question, whether Sachin Pilot will go on a rebellion again, I don't see that coming. Although today and yesterday, last night also, I was talking to him. He is okay, he is happy with the results, whatever he has got from the high command now, and he knows he could not have pushed it further. And actually I asked him, so are you back to the Congress? He says, back into the Congress means? When did I leave? But then he is still insisting that I'll keep raising issues concerning the people. He says, I'll continue to call a spade a spade. So he is going to continue targeting the Ashok Gehlot government for sure. But I don't think closer to 2023 elections, he would like to again launch a rebellion, because then also, you know, Vasundhara Raje will be a factor, and it's not that the BJP is going to declare him the chief ministerial candidate. So he will have a better chance remaining in the Congress and fighting it out for the chief minister's post,
right,
rather than shifting allegiance.
One last question. Shivam Patel wants to know, what post will Sachin Pilot get now?
Probably AICC General Secretary. AICC General Secretary's post is very powerful. This is after the Congress President. The General Secretaries who are important, because they are in charge of states. And when you are in charge of states, you run the show actually, though you have a state Congress chiefs also. Or in some states you'll have chief ministers also. But General Secretary is the link between the high command, or is part of the high command in a way, between the decision makers in the party in Delhi and those in the states. So it's a very powerful post. But it depends on Sachin. He says he has not asked for any post. If you become general secretary in charge of any state, then you have to devote all your energy to the party's cause in that state. And I'm sure Sachin Pilot would like to actually devote more time in Rajasthan. Because he has raised the stakes, and this time he has to back off a bit. And he would like to regain that whatever lost ground people may think of. And as for, let me add another thing. As for the high command's thing, what you see today, now today my colleague Chitlin Sethi from Chandigarh, she has just done a story saying how Rahul Gandhi's lieutenants in Punjab have gone after the Punjab chief minister.
Hmm.
I mean, the thing, because again, Rahul wants a change of face in Punjab. He may like a change of face in Rajasthan 2-3 years later. So there are many exciting months, exciting issues to talk about in coming months and years. Let's wait and watch.
So Ashok Gehlot is now in Jaisalmer, and he will also be meeting the MLAs who were camping earlier in Jaipur. So we will keep you updated with all the latest developments. Thank you for watching.
Thank you.